listen, the team is better. They're better all the way around. And the schedule is more difficult. Those two things are true. But I'm wondering, do you feel like CJ has to be as good as he was last year for the Texans to achieve what they want to achieve? And I not even just what they want to achieve. To me, the goal has to be AFC Championship game. They're a better team with a tougher schedule. Does CJ have to match what he was last year to you?
No. No. I mean, it is unfair. I don't give a damn who you are, coach or fan or teammate. It's unfair to expect a guy to lead the league in yards per game and fewest interceptions in the league. What C.J. Stroud did last year was absolutely unbelievable. And then if you go back and watch the film and watch how he accumulated those numbers, you understand how they won games. It wasn't a chasing everybody from behind. That's why you had big numbers. It was as cleanly executed and as surgical as you're going to see a quarterback play for damn near every game he was on the field. So I don't think that CJ Stroud has to be better than he was last year. Now I think there're going to be certain numbers that are better, but I don't think CJ Stroud has to be better or carry more of the load to make a run to an AFC championship or maybe
even with
Super
the teams
Bowl.
They're facing.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he's got to be good. Hell, he's got to be great. Let's be honest. But as good as he was last year was absolutely ridiculous with no help. The focus here in terms of going from 10 games to 12 games, going from the second round to possibly an AFC championship or a Super Bowl, it's a run game and a defense. C.J. Stroud is good enough throwing the football, and you put good enough weapons around him where, yeah, he can go out and win you 10, and he can go out and get you to the playoffs. But you're not going to make any significant runs. You're not going to legitimately scare Super Bowls if you don't bring more to the table than just C.J. Stroud and a bunch of weapons. Like, you've got it. They've got to run the football more consistently and have a more effective run game, and they've got to play better defense, period.
Yeah, and especially with the defense part, you think that's going to happen. Like, it feels
I don't know.
Defensively, you don't think they're going to play better defense?
I think they're going to play better defense, yes. Am I ready to sit here and tell you that I think this defense is going to be the caliber defense that you need to make a run at a Super Bowl? No.
My thought was going to be, I don't necessarily believe start to finish he needs to be better than he was last year. I think there are moments. There are certain moments and games he does. Like when they play Lamar again, he's got to be better. He's got to be better in those moments.
Absolutely.
When they played at Dallas, when they played the Chiefs, like in moments. Now, last year, if he didn't play well, they were going to lose probably. I don't think that is necessarily the case this year. I think they can win some games with that pass rush. Like I think the defense can win some games. I think he's probably Clint going to get away with throwing passes to get big yards or maybe touchdowns in which it's not him having to be pinpoint accurate and having to read everything and him having to be the reason
God bless,
that brother. That he did so. I think he's got more talent around him to where it's not just, hey, CJ Stroud's got to be on his at least B-plus game or better for them to win games. Because when he wasn't, they lost games. And so I don't know if it's that case. I think he can probably win games against certain opponents bringing a B game. I don't think that was the case last year, but I just think in moments when they get those head-to-heads, like he gets head-to-heads twice with Lamar next year or quarterback's caliber of that he's competing against, I think he's got to be better than he was last year. But overall, I don't think he has to have as much pressure to carry this team week in and week out like he did last year to me.
It just, with this schedule, Ron, if your only way to go in and score points and keep up with some of these offenses is to get on CJ Stroud's back and him throw you to it, you're not winning.
You're
going to be a middle of the road team. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if your thought is to ask second-year C.J. Stroud, it's not that he can't do it. It's not that he can't hold his own. It's not that he can't play well. But if your thought is you're going to go in and he is going to, on his shoulders alone, with a pedestrian run game, he's going to be the way that you score points. I think you're going to win. You're going to win some of them, but against with this schedule, week in, week out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think there'll be games this year where, hopefully, there'll be games this year where the thought is, all right, our run game is going to probably be the thing that kind of carries our offense this day, and CJ just, in some spaces, just manages it. Or our defense comes in and shuts the team down, and CJ just manages it, and it isn't that, hey, man, CJ, boy, you got to put up 35 today, baby, for us to have a chance to win. There are going to be some games like that, but I think there are some games where other parts of the team will rise and be the main reason. I think he's got that kind of talent around him this year.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. The defensive side of the football for me, the jury's still out. Clearly, they're better. Look, Danielle Hunter is clear. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, and ain't no sense in leaving the backups out, and ain't no sense in leaving DeNico. Like, the pass rush is clearly significantly better.
Yes.
But that's all for none if week one, Jonathan Taylor is running through you like mess through a goose. If they're able to control the clock, and they're able to pick and choose and manipulate the defense with a quarterback that can run it and throw it, with a great play caller, then you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. From the text line, yes, you need improved defense and run game, but you need at least the same Stroud as last year to make any sort of a run. I think in certain games, I'm not certain of that it has to be that. Like last year, almost every game they played, Clint, like hell, the Panthers, it didn't matter. Almost every game they played, they needed to have CJ to be nearly at his best.